AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A gunman in Tyrone, Missouri, shot seven people dead last night, wounded another, then got into a vehicle and killed himself, according to authorities. The State Highway Patrol says it started with a frantic phone call.
A juvenile female caller indicated that she was in the residence and apparently had heard gunshots. She immediately fled to a neighbor's house to notify authorities, and responding deputies found two deceased persons at this residence.
Another older woman was found dead in another home, apparently of natural causes, and police say at the moment they're not calling her a victim. So far, they're not saying whether the gunman and the victims were related or what the motive for the killings might have been. The Department of Homeland Security will start shutting down at midnight unless Congress gives it some money. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The House is headed toward a vote on a three-week funding extension, much shorter than the Senate's full fiscal year approach. Many House conservatives won't back the bill because the measure does not include language blocking the president's executive action on immigration. New York Congressman Peter King is troubled by their stand.
I've had it with this self-righteous, delusional wing of the party, which leads us over the cliff, and they turned us into the charge of the Light Brigade.
In the end, the Senate will accept the House measure, likely setting the stage for the next round of this fight in 3 weeks. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
British Prime Minister David Cameron is defending the country's intelligence services now that we know Jihadi John, featured in the Islamic State's grisly beheading videos, is a Londoner who was on their radar.
Even in the last few months, their dedication and work has saved us from plots on the streets of the United Kingdom.
And Mexico says it's captured a drug lord on the most wanted list, Servando Gomez. The Dow is down 19 points. This is AP Radio News. Turn that music down. That's what the World Health Organization says many kids should do. Our Matt Small is listening to Led Zeppelin.
That's Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song, a tune many fans turn up loud. But the WHO says that's not the best idea, saying almost half of all 12 to 35-year-olds from middle and high-income countries listen to music at damaging levels, putting millions around the world at risk for hearing loss. The World Health Organization recommends that young people take listening breaks, use apps to limit the volume on their mobile devices, and consider using personal audio players for no more than an hour a day. I'm Matt Small.
The AAA says gas prices have now gone up 28 days in a row. It's $2.37 a gallon now, up 3 cents from yesterday. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.